B. Sexual liberation in Yan'an. During the CCP's early years, the circumstances were similar to that of the Soviet Union. Of course, these communist parties are all varieties of poisonous fruits from the same tree. Chen Dushi, an early communist leader, was known for his debauched personal life. According to the memoirs of Zheng Shaolin and Chen Bilian, Zhu Chuibai, Sai He Sen, Zhang Tailie, Xiang Jinyu, Pang Shouju, and others, they had a somewhat confused sexual history, and their attitude toward sex was similar to the glass of waterism of the early Soviet revolutionaries. Sexual liberation was embraced not only by the party's intellectual leaders, but also by ordinary people living in the CCP's early, quote, Soviets, revolutionary enclave set up before the National Party was overthrown, in Hebei, Henan, and Anhui, due to the promotion of equality of women and absolute freedom of marriage and divorce, revolutionary work was often disrupted in order to satisfy sexual desire. Young people in the Soviet areas sometimes engaged in romantic affairs in the name of connecting with the masses. It wasn't unusual for young women to have 6 or 7 sexual partners. According to the collection of revolutionary historical documents in the Hebei, Henan, Anhui Soviet districts, among local party chiefs in places like Hong'an, Huangma, Huangqi, Guangshan, and elsewhere, quote, about 3/4 of them kept sexual relations with dozens or hundreds of women. In late spring of 1931, when Zhang Guotao took charge of the Hebei, Henan, Anhui Soviet districts, he noted that syphilis was so widespread that he had to report to the party central for doctors who specialize in treating the disease. Many years later, in his memoirs, he still vividly recalled stories of women in the Soviet districts being sexually harassed, including some of the senior general's mistresses. In 1937, Li Keunong was serving as the director of the CCP's 8th Route Army Office in Nanjing, making him responsible for collecting military stipends, medicine, and supplies. On one occasion, when checking the medicine list of the 8th Route Army, the national government staff found a large quantity of drugs for treating sexually transmitted disease. The staff asked Li Keunong, "Are there a lot of people in your army suffering from this disease?" Li wasn't sure what to say, so he lied and said it was to treat the local people. By the 1930s, however, sexual freedom came to be perceived as a threat to the regime. The same problem of social disintegration, found in Soviet Russia, was apparent, and Red Army conscripts began worrying that their wives would take up extramarital affairs or divorce them once they joined the revolution. This affected the combat effectiveness of the troops. Moreover, the trend of promiscuity seemed to reinforce the notoriety of the, quote, common property, common wives slogan. Thus, Soviet districts began implementing policies protecting military marriages, limiting the number of divorces, and more.